A generation ago, writer Tim O'Brien spoke in a haunting collection of tales of what life was like for ordinary soldiers in the Vietnam War. The book was called The Things They Carried. It is an apt image for our look back at 10 years since the U.S. invasion of Iraq. What is carried forth in memory, burden, and scars by the soldiers who experienced the war in Iraq firsthand? What is carried by the Iraqis? What do any of us carry from an experience that changed this nation? When Hugh Martin thinks about what he carries from that war, he is likely to answer with a poem. Martin served for nearly a year in the Iraq War with the Ohio National Guard in the Iraqi town of Jalala. Today he studies writing at Stanford University and is the author of a new book of poetry about his experiences called The Stick Soldiers. Hugh Martin, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So can you remember where you were about 10 years ago today?
I was training to go to Iraq, so I was probably at Fort Bragg, probably in the woods somewhere.
And what were you thinking it was going to be like?
Well, this war, specifically the Iraq War, you were able to watch it so much on television before you went. And so I had different ideas, that it would just be complete chaos and bullets coming down from every rooftop. But when I got there, I really didn't, I didn't realize, because I was only 18 or 19 at the time, and I was very naive and I wasn't that smart, but I didn't realize that, you know, Iraq is just a country, and there's people going about their lives every day like anywhere else in the world. And of course you have the attacks and those aspects of war happening on a daily basis.
How did it occur to you in combat in Iraq that poetry and writing would be an outlet for the kinds of impressions that you were having, the experiences you were having, the things that you really thought needed to be written down?
Yeah, well, it didn't really occur to me while I was there, but I knew that I wanted to be able to show it to my family, my friends, and people back home, just to talk about it, to explain what it was like. And of course, you get that obvious question, like, what's it like over there? How are things? What's it like being at war? Even before I came home, I knew I wanted to talk about it somehow. And I think I fell into literature because that can be the most effective way to communicate the complexities of any war, especially something as complicated as the Iraq War.
Hugh Martin served for nearly a year with the Ohio National Guard. He's the author of a new book of poetry about his experiences called The Stick Soldiers. And I wonder, Hugh, if you'd read for us the poem First Snow.
Yes, certainly. First Snow. I'm driving on a road that will not explode. Out the window, stiff white pines huddle above the wall of limestone torn with dynamite to make space for the three lanes of 77 North. Trash is still suspicious. A bag, a bottle, a bump in the gravel, torn patches of iced grass. I used to dream of men with shovels, thousands digging beside the long Iraq road, smiling with triangular teeth chiseled from shrapnel, jut from wine-red gums. They sow the soil with bombs, or what we name improvised explosive device. Although there is a hole in this roof, Spoon Man doesn't sit on a strap, body not half out in the open air, cigarette not on lips, machine gun not mounted, not held in his greasy hands, not there. I've left college to drive home for Thanksgiving. The first flakes of snow touch, flail across the windshield, fade behind on the black concrete. As I push the switch, the sunroof slides to let in the wind, the snow, and who can say about loving when we put holes in our roofs for the sky that we don't and we can't.
Hugh Martin reading First Snow from his collection of poetry about his experience in Iraq called The Stick Soldiers. Two questions come to mind there, and congratulations, by the way. Number one, whenever you open a sunroof, do you think about a 50 cal and a Humvee?
Since it has been 10 years, I would have to say not as much as I used to. But I definitely, when I came back, I couldn't look at a sunroof without thinking about how in the Humvees, you know, you have in the turret, like just in my case, we had a guy, Chris Senek, we called him Spoon Man, and he was just sitting up there on a 50 caliber machine gun, and so I couldn't look at it without thinking that. But the strange thing is that memory it, like anything, it just it fades away and you feel it less and less as you reintegrate back into civilian life and the war goes farther away in your memory.
Second thing, the first line, can you read that again of that poem?
I'm driving on a road that will not explode.
The idea of a road that won't explode must give you, as someone who's experienced IEDs in Iraq, a visceral sense of relief to know that you're on a road that won't explode.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think as far as the specific aspects of this Iraq war and the war in Afghanistan, that was obviously one of the biggest threats, just looking at the ground and knowing that at any point it could explode, looking at even a dead animal or a carcass on the road could explode, and a car could explode, and anything could explode. But I know it took a few years after I came home to kind of get over the fact that, you know, nothing here is going to explode again.
We're asking everybody this, Hugh, 10 years after the war in Iraq began, or the U.S. invasion of Iraq began. What do you think from that conflict, the experiences from that conflict, you carry with you and will carry with you for the rest of your life?
I think what will stay with me is just the fact that whether it was, whether if you believed in it or not, or you voted for it or not, it happened, and the veterans exist, and the Iraqis exist, and I think most importantly, this happened in the front yards of the Iraqis, and I think it's hard for a lot of Americans to understand what that's like. And so as years have gone by, I've spent more time thinking about how the Iraqis have dealt with it and how they'll have to deal with it for the rest of their lives. And, of course, soldiers, veterans have things like PTSD and trauma and struggling with memories and things like that. But I think it's good to acknowledge at least that the Iraqis have to deal with those same kinds of thoughts and that same PTSD, much like the veterans.
Hugh Martin served for nearly a year with the Ohio National Guard as a specialist in a pair of Iraqi towns north of Baghdad. He's the author of a new book of poetry about his experiences called The Stick Soldiers. He's a Wallace Stegner Fellow at Stanford University. Hugh, thanks so much.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.